I think the biggest piece of advice is to have that behavior management plan, but then to make sure that you leave room for flexibility, because you can create the best plan, but then go in and find that it's not going to work in that specific classroom. So leaving room for flexibility, understanding that things change at the drop of a hat and that you're going to have to make changes. But I think the flexibility has to be there for student input as well. You can create a plan, but if you go in and you set all of these hard, concrete rules, you're going to have a lot of student pushback. But if you involve students in creating their environment, you're going to have a lot more success when the students feel like they have some kind of control over their own space.